Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no,
it.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
My nigga.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I can.
God damn it. Get my shit right, nigga.
I ain't faking the deal or trying to be real.
Well, I said I was going to play today. Oh. That's how I'm feeling today.
That's how I'm feeling. Stupid. We've been at the
laundromat all day.
You're right.
All day.
Feeling stupid all day.
Cause I got the hood hot.
We've been at the laundromat
all day. All day. Why you be hating on me so
much? What you do?
I just be chilling.
All day.
I just be chilling. They got blood on that money and I still count it.
They got blood on that money and I still count it. Why, well, God?
What? Ladies that pink, I try to get. You make it seem like I don't know nothing about this. I don't like that.
Nah, me knowing that, you ain't got no rhythm.
There we go. Shut up, nigga.
Nah, you on camera.
Shut up, man.
Nigga, see you. Really. I'm
gonna edit this out.
Yeah, it's only me. Only me and Dave make fun of you.
I like your hoodie on, Moses.
Yeah,
I like that spot. Let me turn this down. Fuck that. We here. Turn this down a little bit. It's a Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Yep.
Stupid.
Girl, they're going fast, my nigga. You all
right? Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. What's going on with you, bro?
What kind of energy you want? Let's go.
The feedback, you know, they love your energy, Moses. What you want me to do? They love your energy. And I love it, too. So, I'll be like, yeah. Oh, my God. Here we go, man. How you doing? Episode 138, man. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good. All right. CJ said you look stupid.
What? What the fuck is CJ talking about? Huh? Yo, CJ, shut up, nigga. How about, yeah, shut up. Oh, yeah. Well, then fix it, nigga.
That's what you're saying.
Yo, welcome CJ back. And CJ ain't been here, goddammit. The fuck? How I'm supposed to know how shit's supposed to be going around here with the fucking audio and shit?
You already
said,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. I'm glad this nigga back. Now, come back every week, too, CJ. We like to see you, bro.
Put the mic close to your mouth, like you said.
Yo, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Don't. Yo, come on, bro. Don't do that, bro.
Huh? Do it. Yeah, I've been waiting on that shit. Yeah, do it. Yeah? Do it, huh?
Don't do that, bro.
Huh? Put your mic close to the mic, huh?
Oh, my God, man. Here we go, man. How are you, Moses? What's going on? What's up, Dave?
Nah, fuck that. What you gonna do when nigga tell you that?
I'm gonna punch him in their fucking face, nigga. You know?
He just put the mic to your lips, though.
First of all, that's CJ. This is what he do. He's an engineer.
No, he's not.
This is the reason why
that.
We sound great. CJ, like, I don't want to hear that bullshit,
yeah, he
bro.
He's an engineer, but he don't like to put no mics in niggas' mouths. I'm just saying, like, you put your mouth on the fucking mic. I was the best with you.
Take a sip of my wine. I ain't got time for this shit today.
Nah, get you hyped up. This is what you want.
Keep that COVID over there, nigga.
I'm calling because of blunt, nigga.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck you talking about.
I know.
Smoking kill
him. I went to a Halloween party. It's Halloween, so I went to a little Halloween party over the weekend.
I got dressed up.
I didn't get dressed up. I just threw a mask on.
The mask on with the leather chaps.
What the fuck are you talking about? what the fuck is this nigga talking about, man?
What type of costume is that?
He had a leather chaps on with the mask on.
He was the Rico man. And that nigga was just suspended.
Hey, I'm ready to party.
Rico la.
Why he keep smacking his thigh? I'm ready to party.
Why he keep smacking?
Get this pervert out of here.
Nah, no. Fuck out of here,
I'm
man.
Fucking with you.
I know, nigga. Fuck you.
What kind of outfit you had on?
I just had a mask on. Stupid, I told you that. I tell you what I did, though. I tried to go for the dead president's look.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but I didn't paint my face. I grabbed a mask that was from The Purge.
Oh, okay.
And so it kind of looked like it looked like the, you know, dead presidents. You know what I mean? And then I had some old money in there. You know how they robbed the spy? I had some old 20s, old 100s and shit like that. Okay. So I was like, boom.
Jeezy money.
Shut the fuck
up. Allegedly. You stupid ass nigga.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. You had old money. Yeah. Okay.
You don't save money?
Huh?
You don't save money?
Nah, I ain't gonna be here. Just throw it.
Just throw it. That's it. Just here.
Bum want it, yeah. You want a dollar? Throw change at me.
The party was fire, though. I ain't even.
Pick it all up.
The party was fire, bro. It was homies. My homie Vince, shout out to homie.
Okay.
His wife's birthday just passed, so they turned into a Halloween party, birthday party slash. And you know what I mean?
I was popping.
You know,
food.
I drink tequila, so I came with a tequila. Tequila went out fast. Somebody had a nice big bottle of Casamigos. I had that shit. And then I started drinking vodka. And I think that's where I went wrong at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm waking up today, headache. My shit's still ringing right now, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't waking up to like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, damn. Just terrible.
It's crazy.
Just terrible, yeah. So
felt like a little bitch, huh?
In a way.
Crying and shit.
I didn't cry. I didn't throw up. I didn't cry. I didn't do none of that bullshit, nigga. Fuck out of here.
I didn't want no son.
Warm tea.
Party was fire. They had a game where it was like, I can't remember how many little candles it was on the table.
Did you eat good, though?
Bro, I didn't even. Yo, they had. First of all, they had amazing food there. I could tell. And my dumb ass didn't even eat. I ate before I got there. And then I should have been snacking along the way. And they was asking me. It was like, yo, eat. And I'm like, yo, I'm about to in a minute. But I'm just walking around, talking shit to homie. You know what I mean? Because he up in there asleep. I'm like, nigga, why you sleep at the party, my nigga? What you doing? Get your bitch ass up, my nigga. Like, come on, bro.
Good, nigga.
Nah, he was chilling. He was chilling.
He was fed, drunk.
Yeah, he was chilling, so... Yeah, I should have ate. They had all kind of shit there.
Come on, man. You know when you're drinking like that, you're supposed to snack a little bit, bro. Come on.
It's terrible, man.
You messing up, man. You doing the young shit again.
Yeah, I know, right?
Stop it.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking at the time.
Doing crazy stuff.
It was a party. The party was fire, though, man. Party was fire. Man. Y'all going any, y'all ain't got nothing planned for Halloween? Y'all ain't doing shit for Halloween, nigga? Did you just snorkel when you laughed?
Yeah, because you're crazy, man.
What you mean?
You just crazy. You just getting drunk out here for it.
I just had my
bro.
Fun.
But no, hello.
But you know, I be the chill drunk though. You know, I be the chill drunk.
What's
though.
Your new dance?
No, I don't want. I wasn't doing none of that stupid shit. I be the chill drunk though, bro. I don't.
Hey, so we used to do this. That's funny. We used to do this.
Kids trying to run and play and shit. You stopped. Hey, lady, man, what you doing? Huh? Mm. Yeah, you cool. Be cool the way you be cool. Yeah, I just want to go play with the other kids.
You're scaring me.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger.
All right, little man, pull your pants. All right, here's a little thug right there. Yeah,
did
yeah.
You just say stranger danger.
That's funny.
Little kid know you, but he don't know you.
Oh my god! This nigga.
He was talking to me. I think he was drunk, and he kept passing out. Here's the one.
This nigga, yo, and why you always, why do you paint me in this light, bro? Yeah, why do you paint me in this light?
I'm probably the same way, man.
Yeah, cause you be sleep.
I ain't did that in a minute.
look, you catch him real quick, my nigga. You be sleep though, bro. That's a fact. I don't be sleep. I just be chill.
That's when you drink a whole bottles though. You don't drink no whole bottles. You can scam out,
nigga.
You
don't
was doing
play
the Jeezy
like
shit.
That. Don't play with me like that.
Throw it behind your back and run on.
Oh, one of the homies that brought some moonshine. I had a shot of that shit.
Oh yeah, you fucked up.
No sir,
your stomach was fucked up.
That's probably why I got this headache and shit too, nigga.
See what I'm saying? You just being why you lying? Come on.
I just took a shot of that. It was smooth. That shit went down smooth as hell.
You could just said nah, bro. I already drinking this tequila. I can't mix it. I mean, I'm older now. Now you just,
I'm older now.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I just talked to my sister Worm. Her birthday just passed. I told her she was getting old. She said, no, I'm getting younger. And I said, yo, we on the same vibe. So, yeah, I'm getting younger, bro. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Nothing wrong with getting
older. I'm feeling good
out
here. Nah,
what
I'm feeling
doing.
Good, bro. Nah, fuck out of here, man. I went through my little depression state for about 3 or 4 months. That shit was terrible. But I'm here. I feel good now, so.
Glad you feel better.
So fuck all that stupid shit you try to pay me through. I hate you. I'm lying.
I know you don't hate me. I ain't gonna cry, bro.
Yeah, I know you're not gonna do that.
And I call you like the next day, like for real, though? All we been through? Who was there when you were limping and niggas didn't know how you walked?
Yo, see, this that bullshit I'm talking about. Yo, Dave, this that bullshit I be talking about. Man.
Who was there? That's the way he walk. It's cool. Oh, yeah, he's cool, man. He walk like that because he always got a gun on his hip. Leave the little nigga alone before you get murked. Anybody fuck with you? How many people? Alexis.
That sounds like you snitching, though. Why you telling him what I... Like, don't tell him that. Like, I changed. You got to understand, bro. I changed.
No, I didn't say nothing. You didn't have nothing. But you telling them right now you have something. You see what I'm saying? You snitching on yourself.
So, Dave, I had to holler at Dave on this one. I know you're going to get into this, too. Dave, you didn't tell me that Cam hollered at Nia Long.
Nia Long? Who's that?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see him shoot a shot?
Nope. Who's Nia Long?
Do you want to hear what he said?
No. Niggas, read it. This thing's crazy.
You don't know who Nia Long is?
Yeah, you know Nia Long? Nah.
She was married to the coach that did...
The actress.
Yeah, the actress that was married to the coach of Boston Celtics. And he got caught in cheating.
I don't...
Debbie. Was it Debbie?
What's her name?
Nigga, she played it Friday. Shorty from Friday with the show.
Okay.
Nia Long. You really didn't know who Nia Long was?
Nia Long with the cherry thong and the lights on. Sipping Perry with Kelly Price on. You know what I mean? Shout out to Horse.
So he shot a shot.
He shot a shot.
Who did?
Cameron.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The homie. You know we love Cam.
Cam don't give a shit.
I love
him. Shooting a shot. He don't
know. That's what I love.
Plenty of girls. He don't get it. We already know this.
Hold on. This is how he started. Hey, stink.
I'm going to let you know. I'm not glorifying you.
I was giving you some time to yourself till I reached out. Your perseverance as a strong black woman through this turbulent time has been something to behold. You shouldn't be taken advantage of and exploited as you did nothing to deserve this, especially all over these sports networks. You're bigger and better than that. You're a queen, and by the way, I'm a king. Together we can achieve the greatness we...
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Glorified shot.
Together we can achieve the greatness we were both destined for as a couple. Une, whatever his name is, I don't even try to talk about the nigga.
That means we have one life to live. Pardon my French. As I sit here sipping gas, I don't know what the fuck this nigga sipping, gas Paco? And watching The Best Man.
This nigga is crazy. Watching The Best Man.
I love Cam, man. Cam is great, yo. Started. Oh, man. I was inspired to reach out because that's what I am, the best man for you. hope to hear from you soon. My me amor, or should I say ni amor?
Boss.
I leave you with this. The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely technical until the next time the sun rises and moon falls. And a bunch of heart emojis.
Killer. That's funny.
Cam, you're the greatest, bro. The greatest, man.
That was well put. I couldn't have said it better myself.
I felt like he didn't give her enough time, though. He said he still hadn't heard back from her. I'm like, bro, you ain't giving her enough time. Like, she just been cheated on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is not really the time. It's only probably been like about 2 months now.
Yeah, he was like, fuck that nigga, he a clown. Fuck me.
I know, I get that part.
I'm a king. You a queen, come be with a king.
That's funny.
Who's this king?
Yeah, destined for each other.
In my Lambo.
Destined for each other, bro. I love it. So, I got a question for y'all.
Okay.
How do y'all feel about long distance relationships? And are you able to be cool with women without wanting to fuck? Like, you niggas can't be friends with women and not wanting to, like, that's attractive that you don't.
Yeah, for sure. Nobody got time for, you can't fuck everybody. You know what I mean?
So I got a homie, right?
Can't fuck everybody.
I got a homie, right? So he's getting into, like, a long-distance relationship, right? And, you know, they're going to trust each other and all this other stuff. Cool. So I asked him, I said, well, are you going to be talking to other women? Like, you know what I mean? Just to preoccupy some of that type of time, like
to occupy other time, you gotta talk to other women.
Well, I'm just saying that, but I was saying on a friendship level.
What?
I'm saying on a friendship level,
so he don't get played.
I'm saying, would he do that if Shorty was living in the same city? You can't change your ways if you're gone, you know what I mean? But go ahead, though. What are you saying? What's your man saying?
So he said no, because if he talks to other women, he's gonna wanna fuck.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, you just can't be friends with women and not wanting to, like, fuck.
See, the thing is, would he have female friends with if his girlfriend was in town?
I don't know.
Well, if that's how they get down, that's how they get down. If he got to not talk to women, to not try to fuck, and that's how he control himself, that's what he got to do. Salute to that bit. Because, shit, he know his weakness. I ain't mad at him. He trying to be faithful out here. So he said,
I thought that shit was weird to me.
It's the difference between going out, mingling, talking to bitches and shit like that. You can't be getting too close to bitches because signals get crossed. Next thing you know, she's sucking your dick. You know what I mean? What happens then? Everybody's upset now. You know what I mean? So
everybody's upset.
Everybody's upset now. So
but you can't suck dick no way.
He doing what's best for him. I ain't mad at him.
Go ahead, Moses. What you got to say, bro? Come on. I'm hoping you with me.
Long distance relationships can work, bro. Like, nothing wrong with that. It's just the same. It's just like, you know, it's just the worries about, can you really trust that person? That's the thing. You know what I mean? If you can trust him, you good. Because you don't have no worries.
I don't think that's the issue with him, though. I think, yeah, he trusts
him. He don't have an issue at all. You got the issue.
But you know what I'm saying?
He don't have an issue.
You know how some niggas, he be looking out. But what
this thing is crazy.
But what the thing is, like, if something happens, he's willing to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happens.
Nah, he good.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
he said,
like,
he ain't talking to no
hoes. And then, you know, a nigga be looking out like, bro, like, you don't know, like, you know, She might be goddamn doing her thing. You just sitting waiting on her. Mm. He's just saying that. It's just facts. So he's looking out, but at the same time, it just gotta be you. You don't wanna be fucking around. Then you see the girl, and you're like, you been fucking around for faithful. Damn, you done fucked up.
I get it. How social was you when you were married? Rest in peace, cuz.
I wasn't.
Exactly.
I wasn't.
Exactly. You know why? Somebody would have sucked your dick somehow. And then everybody would have been mad.
But hey, like, don't get it wrong. Like, nobody can have no homegirl for a friend. It's a lot of homegirls.
You took preventative messages, you know what I mean?
It's a lot of homegirls I got, but most of the time, the other girls that be talking about want to be friends, they don't end up being like that. They want to be something else.
But Dave, when I met my wife, and we were 18, bro, so we basically carried it like that. Like, she didn't want me being friends with other women and shit like that. Which,
right.
So I just stayed on that, like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But we ain't talking about me. I'm talking about homie. That's like, I was like, my nigga, you can't be cool with women and not wanting to fuck. That was the main conversation, really, to me.
It depends on what cool is, I guess.
So you sound like this nigga.
I'm saying for him, it probably depends on what cool is. Nigga, what's cool?
You know what I mean? Conversation.
Ain't nothing wrong with
Let's
conversation.
Hang out. Let's get lunch. Let's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, ain't getting too much lunch going on, man. Nah, I'm just saying though. That's how his mind. That's how he set up. So I'm glad he knows that though. And he's taking measures.
Some girls you probably see out there meet that he knows he could be friends with. But some, like, if you look at it, you like, damn, I want to find out. You know you can't be. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the problem. It's like, I want to find out. If you don't want to find out, you can be a friend of that person. But like, if ain't nothing going on, you tell, like, look, I can't be friends with you. Like,
I get it.
Next thing you know, you're going to be butt naked.
Right. Exactly.
You going to be fucking butt naked?
Mm-hmm. Stay away from him. Unless you got business together, she know your girl, y'all can get down like that. Mm. Some people got that control.
But that can get messy, too.
Yeah. It can always be
messy. All right, let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Let's switch this up. With the inviting shit, right? You got a girl. She always invite. With the inviting shit, both of you always say, we going to do it together. But you and I know both of y'all end up doing the girl by yourself, right? Then when you find out, it's a problem. You ain't had a problem with it, you know. You knew you're thinking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
You fucked up with that. It was caused too much shit, no matter how nigga be like, yeah, it's cool. Huh?
Yeah, you gotta follow the rules.
You a pussy thinking like, God damn.
Yeah. You gotta follow the rules, I guess, if that's how y'all getting down.
I get it.
Well, she like, you been fucking up. Mm-hmm. All you wanna do is nothing.
You don't like me no more?
Yeah. Go. On this one, I just need you to look. This one, it's sexy for me if you just look at us. Shit. Yeah. You don't want me to? Nah, you ain't gotta touch me, nothing. Just look at me. Here, take this camera. Yeah. This is for my boys, nigga. Shout out.
This for my boys is hilarious.
Yeah. This for my boys.
Hey, yo, you see me? You see me? It's stupid. I'm doing the Dougie on the. You never did the Dougie on me. Shut up.
No.
I ain't supposed to know you behind that. Shut up.
Yo, what's wrong? Dang, what's wrong with your man?
This is real life.
You sound like you lived like this before, bro. No.
Hold the camera. Don't you fucking cry.
Ooh, shit, man.
You better not fucking whine.
Alright, so I guess y'all can't be cool with women without wanting to fuck
them. I didn't say that.
I'm not saying you can, but the women that you know you can't be friends with, you just tell them. It's just being honest. You don't want to lie to them, cause it always starts something. And they know too. They even know. Don't care. I don't care.
And then sometimes,
oh god, please get away.
Sometimes
that's when I really try to get away from it. I don't care. Oh god,
women, you know, women get an idea in their head, and
yeah,
you know what I mean. And then what happens then?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have been in that position if you would have just walked the fuck away. You just said
that. It's a whole situation in your head that never happened.
But it can happen. It can happen.
You know what I mean? I get it.
I'm just saying, don't be out here feeding bitches. Because that's going to come back to you. You know that.
Are you out here going to lunch with bitches? I asked you to give me something to eat, and you forget.
You know what I mean? Little shit. Some little shit like that. And she gonna blow it right back in your fucking face.
Nah, it's gonna be smart. You got food stamps. Yeah. Shut up.
Right, exactly. See, you say some shit like that.
You see what I'm saying? Right? Now I'm gonna say it. Now that's why you don't put me in that position. You got a whole refrigerator full of food and your ass can't fucking cook. Right. And you expect me to get you some fucking McDonald's. Right. I ain't doing shit.
Now everybody mad.
Yo, stupid ass. You know what I mean? Fuck you sitting there selling food stamps and shit and sitting there and expect me. I want some Carrabba's. You got some fucking Carrabba money?
Right.
You got some fucking money? Fucking cheddar?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
What happened?
Chipotle. I'm a Chipotle ass. You better Chipotle make your shit up.
Then what happened next? Shorty call you, see how your day was. Next thing you know, she's sucking your dick. You know what I mean? Right, CJ? It happens. Stay away. If you can't control yourself, you know what I mean?
Why you didn't get me nothing to eat?
See, they got you mad. Whole hypothetical situation.
The fuck?
Now you...
I'm hungry.
Stay hungry.
Bologna handball in there and shit. Oh, you know, on the Carrabba's.
Yo, my daughter had fried bologna sandwich the other day. She classic. Fell in love with that shit.
Classic.
Fell in love with this shit. Shout out to her grandma. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put her on. I didn't think she would like nothing like that. I don't like that. I can make that.
Cut it out, man.
Well, you know, I don't eat pork, so you know, I don't really be getting that shit. Like
get the
that.
Turkey bologna.
I got beef bologna.
Beef bologna good too. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Fry it up, man.
You beef bologna.
That's sick, right? Jesus Christ. I got beef bologna. CJ, no.
Say pause, you say. That's a damn shame. I used to get nigga with smiling too. I got beef bologna.
Nigga was hype. Nah, I got beef, dog.
I was the hype, nigga.
He was dumb hype.
He was so hype.
Yo, I got beef.
Fuck the other bologna. I got beef.
You know what I mean?
Bologna.
I think my mother told me to get the... Never mind. I'm not even going to say
that. Yeah, got it.
Never mind.
Mother told me to get the thick kind.
But it sounded like pork to me. So I'm not going to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not gonna say
classic. That. Yeah, you gotta put your daughter on to the classic meals, man.
Yeah.
Something quick and easy. She gonna love the classic.
She don't want no
for a little bit.
She don't want the mustard on it though. I just understand that.
Bro. Oh, she like, just oh, what she like?
Going? Like mayonnaise or just plain?
She just wanted it plain.
Oh, that's okay. Fine.
Saying, fuck it. She just wants some fried bologna. I ain't fucking mustard.
You gotta put that mustard on that spicy mustard on there. You know what I'm
saying? You just put spicy mustard on it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, spicy mustard.
What you put? No, what you put?
You put the yellow?
No, regular mustard?
Did you put the yellow mustard?
She might like it with the yellow mustard.
I do the golden spicy mustard.
She might not like it with the spicy mustard.
It ain't spicy. It's just
the yellow. Thank you, Dave. It's not spicy.
I'm just saying what it might not be. I'm just used to that, nigga. Or mayonnaise, nigga. Either way, bologna.
You put mayonnaise on the fried bologna?
I don't put much mayonnaise on the fried bologna. I'm not no thick mayo person, so I don't put that much on it. Yeah, like I'm throwing stacks of mayo on the fucking thing.
That's what it sounded like you was doing. Like the way you degraded the spicy mustard. It's like, no, nigga, I'm just going to put nothing but mayo all over it. Both sides of the bread. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, calm the fuck down, bro.
You squeezed on that spicy mustard. Mustard.
It's spicy.
Fuck out of here.
Fucking pervert.
I seen something. Oh, yo, shout out to everybody getting their student loans forgiven and shit. I seen people been posting about that, said that it was easy, it's quick, all this other shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Let me look. I got an email, too. I've been looking at that shit tonight.
Yeah, they look at you.
I do need some forgiveness.
How much you need to be? How much you in the hole on
that? I forgot how much it
was. I knew some niggas that was like 90,000.
No, I ain't that much. It was like 20 or something like that.
Yeah, pay
like
that. You bullshit. Pay that shit back, nigga.
Nah, nigga.
You pay the 20.
I need forgiveness, and they give me 10. They forgiving 10, right?
I don't know what the fuck they forgiving.
Okay.
I don't know what they forgiving.
I need that. Sally Mae on my back right now.
Yeah, so you getting your shit forgiven. Shout out to you. God damn it.
That's good.
Yeah. Fucking, Oh, yo, come on, man. Come on. We here. Come on. Griselda. Come on, man. You got the hoodie on, Moses.
Alright.
West Side Gun album.
Come on, it's nice.
It's nice.
10.
Last album? I mean the last song?
No, that's the name of the album.
What's the how many tracks on there again? I forgot. You gonna do that?
Well, talk while I'm doing it.
What? I ain't gotta do shit.
12.
There's 12 on there.
Yeah.
The last one is the hit though. That's the one I like with Alchemist though. I like the one with Busta Rhymes.
Mine is
Ghostface and Raekwon.
You know that one is that one's hard. Mine is Mac Don't Stop. Love the sound and the sounders. And he just get on there and do what he do. So I see you with the West Side hoodie on, you know what I mean? I was like, yo, we gotta talk about this album, yo.
Yo,
was he it always Doughboy? Put some fire
Homeboy
shit
Doughboy on
there. Oh, yeah, the one with Doughboy, that shit hard.
That shit hard.
Mm-hmm. I fuck with Doughboy, though, man.
I think he should do that ball off to jump into them niggas' world a little bit.
Yeah.
I really like that. How he jumped on that South beat like that.
I just feel like he was just trying to make sure like his brand right there is straight before, you know, he started jumping on all these features, you know. I'm pretty sure he always wanted to work with all these different artists, but, you know, trying to get that structure right.
Yeah, he consistently made good projects, though.
Yeah.
Good projects.
Never disappointed.
Nope.
So, I hope that keeps going. With all of them, though. Even with, I ain't trying to get a name wrong. What's her name? From Griselda? Zamani.
Oh, yeah.
Amani. We talked about her last week. Mm. Her album. I've been giving her album a couple more spins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still standing on that Jeezy shit I said last week, too. I'm sorry, man. I try to give it a few more spins. I'm not. It started getting annoying.
Nah, that's Jeezy.
And I love Jeezy, bro. I love him. Like, I ain't trying to diss him or nothing like that. I just want to hold him to the greatness he is. Like, for me, it ain't. Sorry.
You tripping.
All right, man. When's the last time you spend it?
Hmm?
When's the last time you spend
before
it?
Before I got over here.
You ain't spend that.
I'm telling you what I did.
Hey, so you ain't spending spend that.
You see this nigga there? This nigga ain't spending.
You sitting there listening to R&B and you sitting get mags on listening to that.
Division album? Yeah, I am listening to R&B, nigga. Division album.
Don't get mad at me because I'm listening.
I like it.
I ain't listen to it.
I like it. It has its smooth tracks. You know what I mean? It has its bounce. You know, his little, they bounce and shit. I mean,
smooth tracks.
Smooth tracks.
This guy, right? He's got a smooth tracks.
He got your smooth track. It bounced a little bit. That is a terrible review.
That's it.
How's that a terrible
review? I just feel like you that commercial.
If you fuck
like,
with R&B, you gonna like this album. That's what I'm saying, like, nigga.
I just feel like you them two black brothers, and one of them was like, no, my brother. You gotta get your own.
Oh, shit.
You remember the classics? It's real
classic
settled.
Shit.
You can listen to it. In a family atmosphere? You don't like that shit. Shut up.
Man, you crazy. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Like, what are you
look
talking
at your
about?
Enthusiasm.
Like, what are you
man,
about?
You crazy.
Sucker.
Yeah.
Listen here, you job sucker.
I was pulling up. Look at CJ, he about to fall asleep.
CJ's fat ass always about to fall asleep.
Why you gotta be fat?
Because the nigga's fat, man. It's my nigga, I love him. I gotta talk about him to his face.
He call you fat. Say you eating burgers and crying and shit in the corner. I used to have a six pack. I can see CJ. Nigga, about to show the shit at you. I'm still strong, nigga.
Hey, CJ, I'm coming back through the start. Because I'm trying to watch. I'm trying to watch how I want to word this. Because I know how you niggas get, man.
That good.
And did you,
I'm coming. You know what I'm saying, CJ?
CJ.
I know how they do, bro.
CJ.
I'm coming back to work. I'm coming back to work out with you, bro. Pause on however the fuck. You know how these niggas do, man. So. Yeah, I need to get back right, nigga, just in case I want to knock somebody out. I ain't trying to knock nobody out. No. Put out positive energy into this world. Nothing but love, you know?
No, you ain't gonna fight. You ain't fight CJ.
What?
You ain't fight nobody.
I'm not trying to fight. See, what are you talking about?
I'm just saying no fight.
CJ has that workout ethic. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be in there. You know, I got to get my shit right.
CJ used to choke niggas. Huh? Bodyguard, yeah, real quick. Yeah, calm down.
Calm down.
Oh,
calm down, little man. You all right? Wake up, nigga. You okay? Don't come in this club no more.
This was your topic. Who's more petty, women or men? Men or women? Who's more petty?
I feel like men are now. We are getting pettier.
Like it don't matter. Like, you know what
I ain't
saying?
Gonna lie, I'm pretty petty.
Don't
I get petty.
Don't let them show you don't call you back. Like when you want. Oh, you ain't call me. Okay.
What?
Oh, you ain't gonna call today. Okay. Hold to a goddamn week. You ain't call me a week. You call me a goddamn Wednesday. What? Wow, a Wednesday. You don't know what could happen.
So that's what you be doing.
Hmm?
You do that.
Heart block
you. You blocking her? Come on, bro. You can't block her, bro.
Block and unblock her week.
Just because she didn't answer the phone?
Oh, my phone been fucked up. Because
she didn't answer the phone?
Hmm?
Yeah. Because she didn't answer the phone? Yeah, come on.
Blocking the bitch.
Nah, sometimes you got to answer that phone, though. Or you got to at least call back that day.
Hmm?
You got to at least call back that day.
You got to do shit.
I'm talking about if you call her.
If she didn't pick up the phone?
Right. You gotta at least still call. You gotta call back by the end of the day.
Then I learn.
Or am I petty?
I hit you with a text.
Is that petty?
What's going on?
You said what?
What's going on? 30 minutes? Well, okay, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it, dude.
What are you talking about, nigga?
Just don't fucking block.
You just gonna block. It's over. Don't worry about it. You did not deal with it at all.
That's too much, my nigga. You good?
Huh? Huh? You good? I'm good.
You good? I'm good.
Are you mad?
You mad or not? That's what you want to say.
Oh, shit. You can't do that, bro.
Oh, my God. Hate that stupid shit.
You mad or not?
Shut up.
So men, we're more petty, you feel like?
Nigga said he blocking on 15 minutes. No response.
You gonna say nothing? All right, click.
You gonna say nothing?
You gonna say nothing.
What's wrong with you? You crazy? No, you crazy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. So...
That's funny.
How about you, Dave? What you think? Men more petty or women are more petty?
I'm not that petty, so I'm going to say women.
Dave is petty.
Nah, I would say women.
You a petty ass nigga. Petty. Come on, Dave.
Nah, I'd say women.
So women are more petty?
Probably, yeah. Women know how to hurt you. Men do shit.
Bitches.
That's what I'm saying. Men do shit.
Men do shit to benefit us. We do some shit. But it's going to benefit us. At least what we thinking. And usually don't. But bitches do some shit to hurt you. You know what I mean?
Just, bro, that's just why we be
you.
More
and they
petty.
They say shit to hurt you.
So that's why we
that's why be more petty.
I think let a nigga get hurt.
I think they...
Next we're going through it. Don't give a fuck she deserve it or not.
She don't give a fuck if she deserve
yeah,
it or not.
Yeah, it's going through it. I'm good. I don't give a fuck. I'm off.
Maybe.
Huh?
People are petty.
That's your cousin? Mm. Hmm? Sister? Mm-mm. That's how you... huh? Yo, you mad? Now I'm gone.
This nigga wild,
mm, another one.
I'm not fucking with no family members.
Hmm?
I'm not fucking with no family members.
Heart broke. You don't give a shit. Nah. I'm cold hearted.
I'm not fucking with a cousin or sitting.
I'm cold hearted.
You like that, huh? Bro?
They thick.
He ass said out. I'm cold hearted, huh? And they thick. Hmm?
So hold up.
Is she nasty?
And them titties is nice. Hmm? What are you talking about? Crazy. You sitting there. I'm not fucking with her. She come out with your bushy. You come out with that slice of bushy. You gonna get it. You gonna get it. You gonna shop it up.
You gonna do what, bro?
Oh, I'm in the wrong.
Do your job, Dave.
I'm in the wrong.
That's funny.
Oh. Look at CJ, yeah. I done did a lot like that.
Yeah, I done did a lot like that. It's crazy.
I'm petty. You don't want to call me back? This your cousin?
It's your cousin.
That's your cousin. Nah, this your cousin.
Yo. I'm not fucking with the cousin.
Over 15 minutes. This thing is crazy.
Mm. Mm. Oh, 15 minutes.
I said 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
No, okay. 30 minutes.
So you blocking it at the 30 minutes.
Like your cousin come here. You got time to text, man.
Wow,
yeah,
man.
I feel you.
Stressing out. I don't text.
Dave said I feel you.
Nah, I'm just saying. I understand.
So you fucking with the family?
Nah, I ain't doing all that. That's
nah, Dave's sounding like a motherfucker.
I ain't nobody got time.
You don't fuck all the family.
That just create more problems.
That's
more
too much
problems,
drama. Yeah, I want to say that's too much drama, man.
Nah, you don't care.
That's more stress, man.
I care about my mental, nigga.
Nah, you don't care. You leave.
Fuck that. Fucking family.
Niggas out like that, they don't fuck. Oh, I ain't know it was your cousin.
I ain't from around here.
Yeah, see what I'm saying, Dave? Yeah.
Nah, nigga.
Let these niggas fool you. I tell you the fucking truth. They
this
lying to you.
Wild.
Hmm? Mm. Look, this, that's why they laughing. Oh. Hmm?
Yeah, so check out.
What you gonna do?
Check out the vision.
What you gonna do? Huh? You gonna let it go by? Or you gonna fuck? Hmm?
you what?
Walk or fuck? Walk away? Oh, fuck. What you gonna do? I ain't gonna do the next topic.
It wasn't no next topic. I was trying to get you off of your bullshit. And uh-huh. Say check out Division's album.
You gonna do it.
Look at you. Oh, man. Jesus.
That's your cousin.
That's your cousin. That's your cousin is crazy.
Niggas wild out right now. Yeah, man. Somebody said I'm sick of it. We doing all of them. Nigga wild out right now. Yeah. Yeah, fuck you since I said it. What? Spazzing out right now.
Bugging the fuck out.
Yo, I checked out Kodak album too. You hate it.
It was all right. So,
nah, you hated it, bro. Come on, listen. The way I come in here and stand on my Jeezy shit, you could come in here and say you hated Kodak's album, nigga. It's fine.
I don't hate
don't
it.
Nobody watch some us. Songs, don't nobody listen to us. You know
some
I mean?
Songs I might not be able to rock to right now, but if I sit back and listen to it, I might like it later. That's what you do.
I don't do that no more. I need to
hear the albums that was hot. You just, I don't know what you were doing. He was skipping and dancing and shit. You love that shit.
He was skipping and dancing.
Yeah,
and
you love
shit.
That.
I'm skipping
and
dancing on what?
You love that, like, you know, tropical.
I was skipping and dancing on what?
Twerking booty. Like,
Say you was skipping and dancing and shit.
Oh, damn, with the camera trying to work it out. Setting it up like a fucking porn star.
What? That's what you think I do with a dirty water camera?
I really think you got some nasty shit.
What?
Filthy.
Bro, I don't.
I just feel like you got some video.
If I wanted to do shit like that.
And you telling the girl, lick it.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't use dirty water camera to do that, bro.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
That's what phones are for.
Like, yeah.
What I need a camera for?
Dave had the same camera. Yeah, hold up. Let me let me see
some things. It's broke. Camera's broke now.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Hey, it's a, I need a cord. It's a whole
charger, it don't work.
You know what? Yeah, it's a whole different cord.
The battery keep dying. I don't know why.
See, this is not an HD
lens. What happened to that last camera, Dave?
I still got it. Remember I told you the memory card. It's in the console of my car. Yeah.
So he tell us.
That's for real.
When this nigga said the memory card full,
the memory card
full. They were doing nasty ass shit on that camera.
I just ain't brought another one. That's all.
You gotta watch these.
You got the whole memory card full up.
Yeah,
damn, I gotta make these shorter.
Talk about he lost it. Yeah, we know.
Wait a minute, I gotta.
We're just not gonna use. Why you just don't buy another memory card, bro?
I gotta get another one.
See what I'm talking about? You gotta watch these niggas, CJ. You gotta watch them because they get cameras and they like to do nasty shit on them. Watch them.
You just got the camera.
Hold on, what?
This is how you press record. Yeah.
This nigga said you taught us.
Zoom in, like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to zoom in, yeah, this is.
Kodak's album is fire.
What he say, Moses? You got to get the waterproof one.
If you don't want to see it, put the pillow over it. Just put the pillow over. Can't see right now.
Now you got to show the camera. That's
things y'all say. Things y'all say about it.
Yeah, allegedly. Allegedly.
Legend. Yeah, what about Kodak album, man? No.
That's good.
Okay.
I like it. I've been growing into Kodak, man. He's cool.
A couple of y'all.
What?
Yeah.
What you say? What your stupid ass say? Because you ain't got to mumble. I'm sick of you mumbling.
Nah.
Mumble ass podcaster.
The camera's a good thing, especially for girls think they, you know, get away with shit recording. Like R. Kelly.
R. Kelly did that shit.
He did.
Say it again, Dave.
He did it. It ain't work out in his favor.
The show did.
That nigga, wow, man.
Nasty motherfucker.
How many years he get again?
I don't know.
Like 100? I mean, that's what it felt like to me.
Yeah. I think he might still have some trials open and shit.
Mm.
Oh, man. Are you still playing R. Kelly songs, though?
No.
How? When he's on what, that TikTok?
I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't play. You know what pisses me off about my phone? Because I don't use Apple Music to listen to music. I use Tidal.
Mm-hmm.
But some I have in the past, I have purchased albums. You know what I mean? Like Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, all kind of shit on there.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when I get in my fucking car, it connects to the Bluetooth and it plays the fucking Apple Music shit before I even play my Tidal.
Yeah.
And then fucking R. Kelly will come on.
And you'll listen to him.
No, nigga, I'll be having to turn that shit the fuck off.
Why?
I don't listen to R. Kelly.
Delete it.
How do I do that?
Yeah, plug it up to your computer. Mm-hmm. And delete it from the iTunes from there. From your computer.
I want
to
delete the whole fucking...
Yeah, you got to do it from iTunes.
You don't look at R. Kelly as a
you
different
gotta
person? You got
to do it from iTunes. Plug it up to your computer.
I want to delete the whole Apple Music app. Like, don't even play that shit.
Delete all the songs off it.
But I'm trying to delete the fucking app, bro. I don't even have that shit playing at all.
You might be able to delete it. You can't delete the app.
I got to figure it out. I did delete the app, but the shit still plays. Like, shit's built into my fucking phone some kind of way. Fucking Apple got some bullshit going on.
That's crazy.
Telling you, man.
We still got you.
Right.
No, I support Black, nigga. I'm Tidal, nigga. You know
that shit
I mean?
Play U2 and shit. Mm. Look at that U2 song.
Like, I ain't even buy this shit.
Yeah.
Like, why is this shit playing? Fucking. Mm-hmm. Whatever, though.
Your body's calling me.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
I don't want to turn this song off, but I got to.
I hate it. Oh, y'all hear about the Teslas? The Teslas?
Now, what's going on?
They was exploding in Florida.
Holy shit. Too hot?
That's crazy.
No, from the flooding. Oh, the hurricane, shit got flooded out, and I guess with the water and all that, the shit's been exploding.
They was trying to drive them afterwards or something like
they
that.
They've been in motherfuckers' garages and shit.
It just exploding and shit. Short circuiting and shit.
Yeah, I seen that shit, and I was like, damn, man, I've been looking at the Teslas because I like them shits. You know, I don't be wanting to drive. You know what I'm saying? But not if you going to explode. We in the hurricane state. You know what I mean?
If you don't get too much water in that bitch, it's going to blow up.
I'm sure the water fucked the regular cars up too. They just ain't explode. You thought your shit was just sweet.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess because the regular cars, they get flooded out.
Right.
And but they just can't crank them up.
Right.
These shits all computered and. Yeah, I don't even like seeing them Teslas on the road, bro. Them shits look like computers on the road.
You talking about you was looking at to get one. Now you don't like seeing them on the road.
I changed.
That quick.
I changed.
You just be lying, man. Y'all thinking about get one. Y'all don't even like seeing them on the road, man. They look like computers. Get the fuck out of here. What's up with this nigga, bro?
What you mean?
Make up your fucking mind.
Listen, have you ever seen them shits on the road?
Yeah, they be moving. They be moving.
Right, but, all right, so I was at nighttime, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going down 95. And it's like I can tell it's a Tesla behind me.
It's not moving right.
This shit looks computerized behind me, man.
This shit floating different.
Like when I got behind one, it's like it stays in them lanes. Yeah, like it don't get, you know me, I might touch the lane a little bit. Yeah. Like that shit, I'm like, that shit's scary, man. You really got a computer out here just driving niggas around.
I seen a nigga, riding down 95 with his girl. Mm-hmm. They was both on their phones. Mm-hmm.
Chilling.
Back
on their
phones. Yep. Chill.
I might try to get one. I don't know.
That's all phone niggas be on their phone.
If shit's is smooth, man.
Shit's is cool. I was chilling with my man. My man got one. Yeah, shit's
a stop on the dot.
I like the fucking glass roof and shit. How you see the stars at night. See the sky. Like, that shit's fire.
It's fire.
You see somebody rob your ass.
Nah, my shit, you know me. My shit's 10.
Is it bulletproof?
No. No, it's not bulletproof.
Niggas rob, right? Who you think this Tesla sweet?
It kind of makes sense to get one, though. You don't have to worry about gas. You don't have to worry about oil changes. You just got to keep plugging that motherfucker up, though.
Yeah, nigga, I put you a plug in the house. Don't even worry about that. You know how we get that. Yeah,
what that electric bill be like, though?
Nigga. Man. I don't be knowing Dave a real nigga.
But that's what I'm saying. What that electric bill be like? I said, what that electric bill be like?
It's light.
Oh, really? Okay.
Cost you, nigga, when you plug it up, it might cost you like $2 or $3 fill your shit up. $18 maybe, something like that.
Ain't bad.
From empty, that's amazing, nigga. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So it's litty. You know what I mean?
Oh, yo, so I'm definitely sick of seeing you trucks on the road, too. Y'all niggas, listen. I could tell when you truck drivers be new, yo. I hate that shit. These niggas be swerving in each lane. Then they be in the left lane with nobody in front of them. Mm-hmm. Like, my nigga, if you in them trucks, ain't you supposed to be in the right lane? Unless you going around some shit. These niggas just be cruising in the left lane, doing 65 in a 70.
Oh, no, they can't be doing that.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, yo, get that big ass shit the fuck out the way. I'm sick, but I fuck with you niggas. I know what y'all doing. Y'all helping the world, you know, transporting shit.
But
you know
fucking what I mean? Rookies, right?
Yeah, but you rookie motherfuckers, yo, get your bitch ass on the right lane. Right. Cruise.
Mm-hmm. They got to go through the rookie shit, bro. I know it's aggravating, but, you know. Some of them ain't rookies. They just can't fucking drive.
I could tell the rookie companies too, like Swift, Snyder, them niggas. Like, y'all niggas, yo, get your bitch ass on the right lane, man. Like, for real, that's all I'm saying, man. And then they want to swerve a little bit. Like, yo, that shit's too big to be doing that, man. My nigga.
Control that motherfucker.
Please, man. Got kids in the fucking car,
trying
bro.
Trying to get around it.
Yeah. Like, I'm out of here. Pew! These niggas, man.
I feel you on that.
Sick of y'all, but I fucks with y'all. That's the crazy thing. Like, you know, I want to buy. I want to get a couple trucks. Like, what's up? Man? You holler at me too. You know,
niggas, take your time and get there. Drive right.
Yeah. They probably be nervous as shit. Don't want to fuck up shit. I've seen a lot of accidents. It's crazy. So they try to take their time, bro, because you got to understand that's a life. So
if you're taking your time, take your time in the right lane. That's what the right lane is for.
Yeah, man.
Like, I don't understand what you're saying to me right now.
You probably be scared to goddamn get in the lane because y'all behind them.
I won't be behind you if you in the right lane.
He nervous. You won't be nervous.
What?
He nervous. Just like, you know.
Be nervous in the right lane. That's all I'm saying,
just
bro.
Just like when you got that nigga that you know, you about to go fight some niggas and you got that one nigga scared to death. So why the fuck you, man, come on, bro.
Man, it's getting the right lane.
Everybody got to lick himself. Did you run? Nah.
I met you back at the car.
Nigga, you almost got everybody killed with your stupid ass.
Yeah, we was looking for you. I was at the car already.
Yeah. We went deep looking for you. We had to fight two more fights, nigga. Whoop your dumb ass.
And this one here is for the police. Y'all gotta stop pulling people over for no reason.
Ain't gonna stop.
What's been going on?
Got a homie, got a family member. I tried to get him to come up here and talk about it. Got pulled over, like, he just because he made a U-turn, they pulled him over. He just assumed shit. Had his daughter in the car.
Where is this at? In
Hope Mills area.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, they get it just pulled him over.
I ain't trying to be funny. Some areas you gonna have to, like, bro. Some areas is just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? They just being cautious. But yeah, you just always like, come on.
Right.
But at the same time, they like, come on, something could have happened. Because they thinking like, oh, I seen him, niggas. Let me turn the fuck around. So he probably think he seen him. Could have been it. Or could have been shady cops.
But he had his 12-year-old daughter in the car with him.
After they don't know that, nigga.
They don't know that until they get on him.
I understand.
Was it an illegal U-turn?
But he's, from what he told me, he let him know that he had a firearm in the car, which is legit. And that when he said that, they told him to get out of the car and make him say you need to walk backwards and all this other shit.
Like, oh, like, extra shit, right?
Extra shit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, there's a child in here. Like, he already made all this shit known that there's children. There's going, like, what's going on here? Like, why are you doing all this extra shit? And I'm complying. I'm letting you know what's going on. Like, so I'm not trying to do no dumb shit. I'm not even, he said he just went to the store real quick. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, don't get it wrong. I don't think it's right both parts, but at the same time, did they serve him anything? Or they were just like, you know, did they tell him anything? Something happened, suspicious happened, they were just like,
they pretty much let him go after everything went down and seen everything was legit. Like,
okay, you can go, sir.
Yeah, you can go.
Type of bullshit is that? Right?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, what, yo? Y'all have to stop doing this dumb shit, police. Like, you know what I mean? And you wonder why we be so scared because we don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
I don't see what the point of U-turn. I will say that was part of the point, but most everybody make U-turns, you know. What if, you know, he looking at a map, don't know where he going, you know. You know, some people just be like, oh, shit, let me turn around right here, so.
I remember when I've been searched with my son being in the car, and he was like 4 years old, I want to say. And I'm like, yo, do I need to take him out? But he was like, oh, no, he's fine. I'm just like, so y'all are literally just going to go through my car with him sitting in the car seat. And I'm telling you, yo, everything is good. Well, you know, you had a firearm, and at the time, I had a misdemeanor pending of possession of marijuana. So it's just like, this is the reason why you searched me? Why'd you pull me over? Well, your tent was too dark. I'm not bothering anybody. Like,
that's the reason, though. That's the reason.
Yeah, I gotta stop this shit, man.
No one's gonna give you them reasons.
I gotta stop this shit. For real. Shit is annoying, man. It's terrible. My tent is too dark now. They don't bother. They be behind me, beside me, and everything. They don't even bother me.
Yeah, but what were you driving back then?
I mean,
all right, cut it out. All right,
nigga, that's still not a reason. So it what? Is candy paint, rims, all this stupid shit, nigga? Fuck yeah. All that.
You look like you was up to some dumb shit, and you got shit pending. Yeah, I mean, so what you talking about? Come on, let's be honest. This thing got pending, and he look like he pending on some shit. Pull his dumb ass over.
I changed, Dave.
Right.
I've changed.
Exactly.
And it's not about any of that.
You ain't have nothing, you ain't have nothing on you, and they have to let you go, right? So you good. You know what I mean? But yeah, stop that bullshit, police.
So they're profiling.
They be profiling, man. And they know they be profiling.
Man. That shit is annoying. If you got the fishbowl tent, yeah, some niggas be looking crazy.
Tent shouldn't matter.
That's what they be noticing.
I think tent should not matter. In certain states, tent does not matter.
Yeah, but I think that's what they focus on, just to see what you doing in
there. I mean, who you hiding from, son?
Yeah.
I'm hiding myself because I'm chilling. I like to be in. It keeps my car cooler in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chilling. Like, that's all.
Yeah, tell me.
I have before.
What they say?
They still search me.
Yeah. Oh, it's cooler, huh? Cooler hands in here.
Step out of the fucking car.
I got TVs in here, sir. I be trying, you know, electronics and shit. I don't, you know, it's hot in the summertime.
Yeah, I understand.
Put your hands on the trunk.
put your hands on and say the line. Yeah. Nigger.
Oh, man.
I was fucking with you.
Holy shit.
Man.
Am I?
Well, I'm getting the fuck out of here. You got anything you want to get off your chest, guys? Nah. Episode 138, out this bitch.
You think,
Go ahead, yeah, talk your shit. I love when you talk shit, nigga. Come on.
Because, you know, like, some people look for respect, but the people that get respect, you know, they don't look for it. Because, you know what I'm saying, they generally get it. But the people that get mad don't get respect, like, they don't talk about it.
What, you saying you see that often?
Yeah, like, you don't respect me. I'm like, how you know? This nigga don't even know you. Like, he gonna respect me. Like, damn, like, I feel like you, what, you been punk all your life? Like, you know, some people, like, you know. Cause I done been in a lot of situations. I know homeboy. They don't even be knowing the dude like that. Like, I don't even know him. Like, bro, you got a problem with him?
Cause they want clout. Like, nah. Bro, they want clout. They want to be known as something. They want to be looked at in a certain light.
But sometimes
and that's unfortunate.
I'm just saying, like, sometimes you looking for that respect and get you killed or in a fucked up position.
That nigga was drunk, man. You know that nigga was drunk.
You got a story. Tell me the story. What's going on?
I don't know the story.
He just sounds drunk. Saying, like, some niggas do be drunk.
Who this nigga looking at me?
It's not even drunk. Yeah, it's just like respect thing. You know what I'm saying? Even when you in the working place, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, this nigga don't respect. Like, what? It's our boss, bro. Like, this nigga is wildin', bro.
Like, that's our boss, bro.
He just tells us what to do.
Man, he direct.
Yeah, this nigga gonna tell me to clean the bathroom. Like, nigga.
That's your job.
That's your job. Like, you signed up for this. My man. Go to the post and shit. I'm gonna go to post up. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I told you what I hate, man. I hate.
Just do your fucking job.
I hate people that just they want the job, and then when they get the job, I ain't doing this, and I ain't doing that.
You be like,
and I'm like, why?
I give for example, man. I was out at a grocery store to get some shit. You know, the niggas was stocking, and you got that one nigga like, saying so. Bob told me if I don't start coming to work early, I can't get my check. Get my check. Like, you know, I don't work for it. I don't care if I do come late. Now I gotta stock. I don't want to stock today. Fuck you talking about, man. I just want the money. I'm like, God damn, bro. Like, you just want the money? Like, you hustle then.
Do your job, man.
Do your job. Are you?
Hate you niggas that don't want to do your job.
Nigga mad as hell. You ask him what the price is, nigga get mad as fuck. Hey, bro, how much is this?
Yeah, don't get mad at nobody's price out here. Yeah, don't get mad at nobody's price out
fuck
here.
Fuck it, bro. I don't even want it. I don't even want your fucking shit, bro. Your shit looking there, I seen him. I don't even fucking want it. I was high anyway. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck this raggedy ass chicken. Fuck this goddamn place.
Fuck this raggedy ass chicken.
Why the chicken raggedy now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's raggedy now. You don't want to, if you don't want to serve it, it must be fucking raggedy. What are you getting mad for?
Serve the
you
fucking chicken.
Fucking, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you ain't got to fucking ring it up. I'm just asking you. How long the chicken was fried up?
Asking questions and shit. I feel them, nigga. You
Benita,
gonna eat the chicken or not?
Benita, fuck when the last time this chicken? Goddamn, you gotta ask her? Yeah. I just got here. It's always you just fucking got here. It's always you just fucking got here. Bitch, when I seen you yesterday. It's the same you, motherfucker.
Tired of y'all niggas, man. When the fast chicken come, nigga, to eat this chicken.
Nah.
Oh, my God.
Fuck I was just asking in the box, man. Like, I'm still going to get it. I just wanted to know. Like, goddamn.
It came out yesterday.
That's all you had to say. Yeah. Even with oh, attitude, God. I would have said that. Thank you, you bitch nigga. And we would have been good.
Yeah, and I still would have got the chicken, right?
Oh, and fuck God. You. And how long this tater salad to, bitch?
Give me a scoop.
Yeah. I don't want them wedges too, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And no, I ain't paying five for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That's why I love Moses, man. Moses is the funniest nigga in the world.
Nah,
man,
I love him, bro. For real, you never go through that shit. I know you done went through
nah,
it.
Nah, because you tell the truth. That's what I'm saying. You tell
oh, like, shorty be real. Like, yeah, he don't respect me. I know I be fucking around, but he don't respect. You a stupid motherfucker. What are you talking about? You fucking, who gonna respect you, you fucking ramp? Who gonna respect you? You stupid.
Yeah, man, they don't respect me on the blood.
Yeah, because you keep fucking out the back. You's a dumb, stop smoking this shit.
Yeah, hey, my no nigga is telling the truth, man. Mm. My nigga is telling the truth.
Nigga
man.
Fucking up the pack, nigga. Talking about they hate.
They hate on me, man.
They owing money and shit.
Yeah.
Funny.
Oh, man. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm not fucking with Moses, man.
Stupid ass. I want to learn nothing new with a job, then talking about promotion. No one ever get me a promotion. You don't want to learn nothing new. I need a raise. They won't give me a raise. Raise your ass, dumbass, out my face. Stop fucking talking to me. I work hard.
Oh, man.
Can't stand that shit. Bitch, I work hard.
Anything else you gotta get off your chest, bro?
Like, I work hard.
Put my shades on. Oh, my God. You about to have me crying in this bitch, man.
I'm nah, sick, man. That's the truth, man. I mean, that's the, you know what I'm saying? Now we had our laugh. I like that.
Yeah, we needed that.
You know what I'm saying? Respect. Yeah. Nigga, don't respect me. You still wearing the same clothes as you did in high school, motherfucker.
God. Please don't tell me that. Not in their 30s. Come on, man.
I don't give a shit. This shit still fly.
Man, this is episode 138. I'm getting the fuck out of here. You can check us out on Twitter, dirty_water
respect
_NC. Instagram is dirtywater_podcast. Facebook, dirtywaterpodcast. My Instagram is dirtywaterlex. What's your shit, Dave?
You ain't call me back.
Dirtywaterdave.
What's your shit, bro?
Dirtywatermoses. Everything.
Snap. Everything. Moses, Dirty Water Moses on every
TikTok,
fucking thing.
Clappers. Come see me.
Come see me.
Jesus. Pause. Let me stop. Come see you.
Shout out to CJ. I'm glad that nigga pulled up on us today.
CJ in the building.
That nigga still ugly.
They always fall asleep on goddamn legs.
And he still drinks Everclear. You know what I mean? Like, so 2-6 and...
Respect me.